You're listening to SBS News.
Europe is being told it needs a serious acceleration in the fight against the coronavirus. A top World Health Organization official says a lack of contact tracing capacity could drive the disease into the darkness. The picture is unrelentingly grim in Europe as a string of countries reported record increases led by France, which posted more than 50,000 daily cases for the first time on Sunday, while the continent passed the threshold of 250,000 deaths. Mike Ryan, the World Health Organization's top emergencies expert, says the region's 46 countries accounted for 46% of global cases and nearly one-third of deaths.
Right now, we're well behind this virus in Europe. So getting ahead of it is going to take some serious acceleration in what we do, and maybe a much more comprehensive nature of measures that are going to be needed to catch up with and get ahead of this virus.
Authorities in Belgium have warned that the country faces a pivotal week in its struggle to limit the spread of the coronavirus as a series of new restrictions came into effect in one of the European countries hardest hit by the pandemic. An average of almost 12,500 new cases were reported on each day of last week, 2.5 times more than the week before. About one person in every five who is tested turns out to be positive. The UK has recorded 19,790 new cases on Sunday, down from 26,687 cases 4 days prior. A COVID-19 patient in the United Kingdom said he did not think he would survive as he described his ordeal with the virus from inside an intensive care unit at a UK hospital. Speaking to the BBC from inside Newcastle's Royal Victoria Infirmary in England's northeast, Albert Brown said he was very frightened after he collapsed at home and had to be rushed to hospital. Once there, his doctor stabilized him and showed him an x-ray of the scarring COVID-19 had caused in his lungs.
2 days later, when I was on ward 18, he came around and he said, "Has anybody showed you your scans?" I said, "No." He says, "Yeah." And he got them up. I said, "You'll have to explain to us because I don't." It's amazing, fascinating. It was just like a sheet of glass with white specks. He says that's typical COVID.
The number of new COVID cases has risen by almost a quarter over the past week to more than 150,000, and new COVID deaths were 50% higher than the week before at 1,272. That takes British fatalities over the course of the pandemic to nearly 45,000, the highest in Europe. Along with the rise in cases, there has been a rise of hospital admissions across the UK, although numbers are lower than in the spring. In the United States, President Donald Trump said he has not waved the white flag on battling the coronavirus after his rival Democrat Joe Biden accused him of doing that. Mr. Biden's comments followed White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying that the administration had effectively given up on trying to slow its spread. The United States has seen its highest number of new COVID-19 cases in the past 2 days, but President Trump is buoyant.
"We've done an incredible job. Take a look at what's happening in Europe. What's happening to Europe is nobody's seen anything like it. And you used to tell me all about Europe. Now we're doing a great job. We are absolutely rounding the corner. Other than the fake news wants to scare everybody, we are absolutely rounding the corner."
Presidential hopeful Joe Biden has a different opinion.
"The bottom line is Donald Trump is the worst possible president, the worst possible person to try to lead us through this pandemic. And I don't think he either doesn't have any idea what to do or he just doesn't care. On Friday, Dr. Tony Fauci, the nation's most respected infectious disease expert, publicly acknowledged that the president has not even met with his COVID team for months. Even worse, Saturday, Donald Trump said that COVID-19 count wasn't really going up. Everything was leveling out. He suggested the doctors were inflating the numbers. Catch this, because doctors get more money. What in the hell is the matter with this man? 1,000 doctors and nurses have given their lives trying to save lives."
In Albuquerque, New Mexico, doctors say they are seeing the largest number of coronavirus patients since the pandemic began and worry that their hospitals will become even more crowded with patients. Dr. Jason Mitchell, chief medical officer at Presbyterian Health Systems, says the volume of patients now is the highest he has seen since the pandemic began.
Today we have 84 patients in our hospitals with COVID. 26 are in the ICU. So for us, this is the highest volumes that we've seen throughout this pandemic.
Dr. David Pitcher, executive physician at the University of New Mexico Health System, says more young people are catching the virus now than ever before.
The demographics of this surge are a little bit different this time around, in that we tend to be seeing a surge of cases that represent a younger age population that do not have the same degree of demands on critical care resources. So that's actually somewhat positive this time around, in that our ICU beds tend to be the scarcer resource in most hospitals.
In Texas, coronavirus cases are overwhelming hospitals in El Paso, where the University Medical Center has erected tents with overflow capacity in its parking lot. El Paso Mayor Dee Margo said the situation is not good and that more beds will be needed within a couple of days.
It's not good. It's serious. And the people of El Paso need to understand that. Bottom line is, we think by next Wednesday, we're going to need another 200-plus hospital rooms.
On Monday, El Paso County reported a new record high in daily coronavirus cases, with 1,443 cases of the virus recorded. That breaks the daily record of 1,216 cases that was set on Saturday. The county had 853 patients hospitalized for the virus on Monday, up from 786 a day earlier. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.